Masechet Avot Perek He, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Asara Nisim Na'asu La'avotenu Be'Bet HaMikdash. There were 10 different miracles that happened in the Bet HaMikdash that benefited our forefathers. We don't see mention of them in the Tanakh, but we do have a tradition that they happened. There's a Mahloket of this Mishnah talking about the first HaMikdash, first Bet HaMikdash, or also the second Bet HaMikdash as well. But we'll go through the 10 different miracles that they personally benefited from, the people benefited from. Of course, there were other miracles in the Bet HaMikdash, but we're only mentioning the ones that were directly beneficial to people. Number one, Lo Hipila Isha Mereach Besar HaKodesh. A woman did not miscarry because of the smell of the sacrificial meat being roasted. The meat of the Kodshe Kodashim was roasted in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, and the Kohanim ate it there. And some parts of the animal were burnt on the Mizbeach, and that smell went all the way around the Bet HaMikdash. And that type of smell could push a woman to have such a strong desire to taste some of that meat, and she would miscarry if she didn't have the ability to have it. But a miracle happened, and no woman ever miscarried because of that reason. Number two, Lo Hisriach Besar HaKodesh Me'olam. The sacrificial meat never became spoiled, even though certain types of korbanot, you could have it exposed for 2 days, you could eat it for 2 days, and it was out there with in warm weather. It never became spoiled. Number three, Veloni Azevu Bet HaMitbachim. A fly was never seen in the butchering area of the Bet HaMikdash. Flies are usually attracted to blood and to all different parts of the animals, and they would usually go there. But in the part of the Bet HaMikdash where the processing of the meat would happen, there were no flies whatsoever, which is a sign of the miracle of Hashem. He wanted to make the area pleasant for the Kohanim. Number four, Velo era keri le kohen gadol biyom kippurim, a discharge that would have made the Kohen tameh and unable to perform the Yom HaKippurim service. He would have had to have his deputy step in place of him. That never happened where he became a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur. He became Tameh from other reasons on Yom Kippur, but this type of Tumah, where it's a seminal discharge, would have been embarrassing to the Kohen Gadol, but it never happened. Number five, Velo Kibu Geshamim Esh Al Atzeh Ma'aracha, rain never put out the fire on the piles of wood that were on the Mizbeach, even though the Mizbeach was exposed to the elements and rain fell upon it. A miracle happened and rain never put out the fire. Number six, Velo Nasha HaRuach Et Amud HaAshan. Winds never overcame the column of smoke that came up from the Mizbeach in order to keep it pleasant in the area around the Mizbeach where people were. Hashem made a miracle and he made the smoke only rise upwards, not to the side, even on very windy days. Number seven, V'lo nimsa psul ba'omer u'bishteh lechem u'blechem apanim. No disqualification was found in the korban ha'omer or the shteh lechem or the lechem apanim. And this was a big chidush because any type of disqualification would make them problematic. If they came in contact with any source of tum'ah, if they were removed from their proper location, if a Kohen who wasn't qualified was preparing them, or if they were prepared improperly, anything could disqualify them. And when they were disqualified, there's no way of redoing them because of the situation of how they had to be prepared and had to be done at a certain time and offered at a certain time. So if it was messed up, if it became tameh, there was no redoing it. So therefore, the big miracle happened here that it never became disqualified. Number eight, Omdim sefufim u'mishtahavim revahim. Very famously, the people stood in the Bet HaMikdash, they were pressed together, but when they bowed down, they stretched themselves out on the floor. There was plenty of space all over, especially on occasions like the Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, or on Yom Kippur. The courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash was full of people who came for tefillot, and they came to bring korbanot, and there was no room to move whatsoever. But when it came down to the time that they had to bow, and the Shem HaMeforash was pronounced on Yom Kippur, a miracle happened, and the entire area became open, and everybody had room to bow. But not only they had room, but they had their own arba amot, their own four amot of space, where another person wouldn't hear their own tefillot. A big miracle happened that time. Number nine, V'lo hizik nahash ve'akrav b'Yerushalayim me'olam. A snake or scorpion never harmed anybody in Yerushalayim whatsoever. That a snake or a scorpion never killed anybody. It means that they didn't kill anybody from a type of bite. That was a miracle in order to keep a certain feeling of godliness in Yerushalayim, no tragedy like that happened. V'lo amar adam l'chaviro, sar li ha-makom she'alin b'Yerushalayim. And no one ever told his friend, the place where I sleep in Yerushalayim is too small for me. There were tons of people who went up for the regalim of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and everyone needed a place to stay. No matter what, doesn't matter how many people were there, there was always room for accommodations. People always found a spot to stay, and no one ever felt that they were stuffed. People felt very comfortable in the holy city of Yerushalayim.